Okay, so we're kind of continuing the sugya, but we're doing the rush on the Gemara we did last time. So, and the rush is daf dalet and off, and then rush. Okay, so basically the issue is the time between dawn and sunrise, between Amar HaShachar and HaNetzacham. Okay, and its status vis-a-vis night or day. Okay, vis-a-vis mitzvahs in general, vis-a-vis Kriya Shema. Because in the many other and halacha, there's a very important question: is it night or is it day? Vis-a-vis different mitzvahs. Are mitzvahs or daytime mitzvahs? Or we take a little during the day. Right, put on tefillin during the day. Right, there's a lot of mitzvahs there at daytime. Could you read the Megillah during this time period? Is it day? Is it night? Then in terms of Kriya Shema doesn't quite go by day or night, but it goes by Shachav Kumecha, which is the time that people sleep and the time that people wake up. Okay, so that's one premise which we realized last week, is that it's not quite the same. What night and day is vis-a-vis other mitzvahs isn't necessarily what it means vis-a-vis Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is when people sleep, and sleep is its own discussion. But you could ask, is that time people sleep? Is that time people wake up? It's kind of light, kind of not light, right? It starts getting light at dawn, but at the same time it doesn't finish getting light until sunrise, right? Okay, so that's basically the background here, okay? So in doing this, we're going to learn the Rosh. So the Rosh is, I guess we'll do an Oz task. A few lines in, where it starts, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Yomer. So this is a brisa. Amim Shadim Kori Kriya Shema Shteipam Balayla. So at times, a person could read Kriya Shema twice at night. Achas Kodin Shiel Adam Shachar, Achas Lachar Shiel Adam Shachar. One before dawn, and one after dawn. Right? You see, it's doing it twice at night, so apparently so far he's calling, considering that nighttime. And you could fulfill the obligation, the one that was before dawn, your nighttime one, the one that was after dawn, your daytime one. So apparently it's day, so that's a problem. Hagufa kasha, so the Gemara says, it's a contradiction. Amr promised on the creation of him balayla. Right, al ma'achashin shachar laylahu. So first of all, you're calling it, you're saying two times at night. So you're referring to that time period as nighttime. Then you're saying is you could fulfill the daytime chiyuv. So apparently it's day. So is that night or is it day? Why are you calling it night if it's day? If you're filling your daytime kriya shema, why are you saying night? So the Gemara says la'olam leila. Really, it's night. This is the Gemara still. But so why do you fulfill if it's nighttime? Why do you fulfill the daytime one? Because there are people who rise, who get up at that time. So it's saying is really before sunrise, after dawn, that is, it's night. But you could read Kriya Shema, you could read daytime Kriya Shema then, because people rise then. People rise then, so therefore it has some sort of property of daytime, and therefore you could read Kriya Shema. Okay? So now the Rosh is going to explain. So because it says, Olam Laila. Okay? So it's saying is that from reading the Gemara, it sounds like this is saying is that time period's objective status is night. Okay, it is, so the Torah of Rosh is like this: Olam Leilahu Pirush, but Lashon HaOlam Nikra Leila. Nefisha Dain Lo Hayir Yom. It means when it says it's nighttime, it means people call it nighttime because it's not yet light. It's not the daytime; hasn't yet lit up. V'af Pishu Chashiv Yom L'Chol Oson Shemitzasam Yom Kedi Isa B'Megillah V'Kul Nishasam Mishal Hashachayata. So the thing is like this: is that this is the problem. Is that there's a Mishnah in Megillah which is talking about daytime mitzvahs. And it says all mitzvahs which are daytime mitzvahs, basically you can do them from Amar HaShachar, from dawn. So apparently, even though it says L'chachil, you're supposed to wait until Hanes, which we'll get to in a second. But it works. A daytime mitzvah works from dawn. So apparently dawn begins the day. So how does our Gemara here say, no, really, objectively, it's nighttime. Really, it's nighttime. But, just Kriya Shema, right? I mean, really, it's nighttime. But the Mishnah Megillah says you can do daytime mitzvahs after dawn. So that's why the Rosh interprets that it means, no, really the nighttime in the eyes of people. Really, people consider it nighttime. After dawn, people consider it nighttime. But, in terms of mitzvahs, really it's day. Right? But people consider it nighttime because it's not yet light. Okay? But he's saying the mitzvahs really, it's objectively, it is yom. Mikol makom lechachila in la'asosa mishum denira kalayla. Says by other mitzvahs, saying is like this: is that by other mitzvahs, really after dawn is considered daytime. But lechachila, you shouldn't do it after dawn, but you should wait until sunrise, because it looks like night. It looks like night. People consider it night. It appears like night. Okay, so what do you think about that?
If it actually is night.
Right. Or if it actually is day.
Whatever.
What does it mean, l'chila? If you're telling me is that the mitzvah is due during the day, and you're telling me is that technically speaking it's day. Technically speaking it's day from dawn. But it looks like night. Because people call it night, it looks like night, it's not so light out. So therefore, l'chila, you should do it during the day. You should do it after sunrise. Why? What do you mean l'chachila? Why is it l'chachila? I mean, the mitzvah is the mitzvah. Mitzvah is doing during daytime. It's daytime. Right? It's like a funny thing. Because it appears like Layla. Is there a gezeira or something? So the Mishnah, I mean, that's the Mishnah. I mean, they just explain the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, has this list, Ein Koronis and Megillah. You can read the Megillah v'lo Malan. You can do Mila v'lo Tovlin. You can go to Mikvah v'lo Mazin. Can't sprinkle like the paraduma stuff, or v'chein shemaris yom k'neged yom lo titzvah ad shetanei tachama. A different thing by going to the mikvah until tachanit. V'kul and she'asim shalom ha'shachar kasher. But if you did them from dawn, it's kasher. So that's what he has to explain. Is what do you mean? Why, if you tell me that it's daytime from the mishnah itself, if you tell me daytime is from dawn, which seems to be clear. So then, why is it that l'chadchila you should wait until sunrise, right? Now, read your Rashi there. Rashi is interesting. It says, this is a Rashi in Megillah. It says, "Kulan shasan." I'm sorry, Ad Hanei Tzachama. So why should you wait until Hanei Tzachama? It says, "Sheyatza misafeg laila," because it's gone out of being a suffeg of nighttime, implying prior to sunrise, it's a suffeg of nighttime, right? Sounds different, right? Mm-hmm. But then a little further. Kulon shasan, but if you do it from dawn, you're yotze, right? It's a suffix, how you yotze, right? He says, "Deme alos hashachar yamamo," because from dawn it's daytime. Aval lefish ena kol b'kiyimba, but since not everyone's an expert in it, tzrichan lahamtem al hanitzachama. You have to wait until it. So what do you mean when he said that it's a suffix?
Like people are
no, eyes of people. It's suffix. It's not really a suffix. Halachically, there's no suffix. Halachically, dawn is day. But since people consider it that way, they're not experts. Therefore, you should wait until it's definitely a day in the eyes of people. That sounds similar to the Rosh a little bit, right? But what's the idea? Right? It doesn't help for the idea. Just, you know, Rashi seems to go somewhere else. So let's do that. Before we get to the Kriyat Shema stuff, I think let's just deal with this, right? I mean, kind of comes up in passing, but I mean, it's hard to say l'chachila b'di'evah. I mean, did you fill the mitzvah? Did you not? Isn't that the point? I mean, you have to fill the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah. So is it better? Why is it better? What's better about it? Is it the time? Is it not the time? Right? Has it my somehow my Megillah better? Because that's what I mean. What kind of idea better? I have two different thoughts. One of them is similar to what Yonah is saying. But the idea, namely, that it's like part of the mitzvah, doing a mitzvah. See, mitzvah is like a phenomenon of Klal Yisrael. It's not just I do my mitzvah, but there's a system of Tariq mitzvah, a system of the Torah. And the system is maintained and perpetuated through people keeping the mitzvah. Like if I decide not to do the mitzvah, or let me take an extreme case. If all the Jews that are alive decide not to keep any mitzvahs, it wouldn't just be, oh, this is a bad for this generation, but the whole future of Klal Yisrael would suffer, right? Because the Torah is maintained through the people doing the mitzvahs. Right? That's how the system was designed to be continued and propagated through people keeping the mitzvahs. The ideas are the mitzvahs are always maintained. It's not just a book sitting in the corner that no one does, and it's forgotten and it's history and it's, you know. But the system is maintained through the asiyas mitzvahs, people doing the mitzvahs, and that it's self propagating, and thereby the mitzvahs are maintained, and the ideas in the mitzvahs are maintained. That's the chiddush of Matan Torah, is that God gave a system, that God maintained the philosophy of the Torah and all the ideas of the Torah through setting up a system of Torah, of mitzvahs, of asiyah, where everybody is involved in all kinds of mitzvahs, and thereby these ideas and these entities of mitzvah are maintained through the Dora Doros. So it's like part of your mitzvah is not just your own personal kiyam that you say, I've done the mitzvah. But part of the thing is the shmirah. It's like shmirah of mitzvahs. It's like you're guarding, you're doing it is a fulfillment in shmirah of mitzvahs, in guarding the mitzvahs and maintaining their existence. And as such, it could be its saying is that l'chachila, it's not appropriate to do a mitzvah in a way that leads to its corruption. You know, like doing, or this thing is saying is that really this time period is technically day. But it looks like night. A guy who sees you doing it would say, oh, you do the mitzvah night? Mila? Oh, you can do Mila night, day, it doesn't really matter. Because the people look at time as night. It's a suffix lila, so it means that people can view it as night. So the saying is, but it's not true. The mitzvah is Bayom. Halachically, it has to be Bayom. So therefore, by doing it at night, by doing it Bayom, so you're involved in, you're doing the mitzvah in a way which is maintaining the mitzvah. Which is not just that I'm doing it, but the mitzvah is propagating the mitzvah, the further furtherness. Or the opposite way, is doing it in this suffix time, this time which is not clear cut, it's not nicker that it's daytime, lends itself to the mitzvah being, as it's the mitzvah being abused, the mitzvah being done improperly in the future. So that's what it's saying, is that lacks in the shmiras ha-mitzvahs, in my asiyas. In any every asiyah, I'm saying, in part of asiyas ha-mitzvahs is that it's a shmira of the system of the mitzvahs. Through your asiyah, you're maintaining and guarding the system, and maintaining the system. So it lacks in that component of the mitzvah to do it in that way. Even though, technically speaking, you can't have to say, if you look at the mitzvah of kriyashma itself, the mitzvah of whatever, Megillah itself, Mila itself, there's nothing in the structure of the mitzvah proper. What I'm saying is, but halachically, a component of the mitzvahs, of every mitzvah, the system of mitzvahs, is the shmirah, the generic idea of shmirah of mitzvahs. And therefore, it's like, but that's a halachic thing, though. I'm not just saying it's like philosophically bad, but that's like a halachic component of mitzvahs, is the shmirah. Mitzvahs betorah, the shmirah, the kiyum of the mitzvahs, and the guarding and maintaining of the mitzvahs. And therefore, the mitzvah is a vehicle of the maintenance of the Torah. And that's a lacking. So the chachila, you can't do it that way. Gezerah, I'd say, is where there's an isser. I mean, the rabbanon are making an isser. Like the rabbanon are making a gader, an offense. It's a different thing. You can't do an isser. The rabbanon says, if you do this, then people are going to do an isser. So they're protecting an isser, the rabbanon set up a fence.
Here there's no... enough?
No, I don't think you have gezerahs like that. Yeah. You know, because like the gezerahs are saying, this is a mice isser. Because if you do this mice, doing that. You can't say here it's a mice isser to read Krishma. This time or whatever, it's just like it's not a proper asiyas ha-mitzvah, because it's like a component of asiyas ha-mitzvahs is the maintenance of the mitzvahs. It's not just like the idea, the philosophy behind the mitzvahs, but it's part of the system. Mitzvahs is that there's a kiyum of the maintaining of the mitzvahs, and thereby there's an idea of doing them. That kiyum in the mitzvah is realized to the greatest degree insofar as you do it in a way that lends itself to that kiyum. And if you do it in a negative way, then it lacks in that kiyum. What I'm saying is part of the system of the mitzvahs is that there's shmiras mitzvahs. It's like there are psukim which say the shmatam is some mitzvahs, and you know, like there are psukim. I'm not sure, I don't have the right pasuk exactly, but it sounds like a familiar theme in the Torah, you know. There's things like that. The idea of shmiras mitzvahs. But I don't know. I'm not sure if I can think of a precedent, since we have other examples of this. It's definitely positing that this is the case. I mean, What I'm saying is, it would seem to lend itself to generalization. And I don't necessarily know. I don't know of precedent, but I mean, like, you shouldn't take a lulav, which looks like a baseball bat. I don't know, whatever. You come up with different ways to do mitzvahs in a way that lends itself to misleading people and to making people violate, you know, to do mitzvahs improperly. That's not, that's an improper derech of mitzvahs, because part of the mitzvah is the maintenance of the mitzvahs. Saying like this is that you could have said the philosophy of the mitzvahs is to maintain the mitzvahs. That's why God gave us the mitzvahs, to maintain these ideas and to maintain it. And therefore you'd be against the philosophy of the mitzvahs if you did it in a way which would be whatever, which would lead to people who could get confused. I'm not saying that, because that's philosophy. There's no halacha that I have to guard the philosophy of the mitzvahs. That's not halacha. But I'm saying another way to view that is that's a halachic part of mitzvos, is there's a kiyum of shmira of the Torah. And if it's a mitzvah, you're personally fulfilling your obligation, but you're also maintaining the mitzvah of the Torah through your mitzvah. Through doing the mitzvah, you're maintaining the mitzvah. It's the maintenance of the mitzvah. And part of doing your mitzvos is the maintenance of the mitzvos, which creates an isser, so to speak, or a d'eved, that you can't do it in a way which counters that kiyum. See, if you say that it's a kiyum in your mitzvah to do it the property of the mitzvah, then halachically that will generate a prohibition to, or d'eved, to do it in a way which counters that. But what's the raya that that's a halachic thing? I'm saying this. I mean, it's not the only way to explain this. I don't maybe you come a different way to explain it, but I don't have any other raya. But I think it's a sound idea. I mean, it would be nice if there were other instances of it, and you know, I know that there aren't. I just can't think of any. So it's like, let's say you did something on Shabbos that you know would cause you to violate Shabbos. So of course you can't do that. What's that, sir? Shmir Shabbos. Shmir is a mitzvah. I mean, you have to guard the Torah. I mean, but that's just in terms of you personally. But of course, you know, the Rabbanon codified that idea through making universal societal offenses. But of course, if a person knows that he's going to do something and it's going to lead him to do it, then he can't do it. And if he thinks that by doing something will help him, that's a kiyum to do that. That's a shmartem es mitzvosai. That's us to mishmaras l'Torah. Now, the Rabbanon have a role to codify that on a systematic type of way. But it's saying it's in this instance to do it in a way which people, like the Rashi says, is people are not bekiyum in it. It's like, since people aren't bekiyam, aren't experts, you're obligated to wait until Nitzachama. To do the mitzvah in the proper way. Do the mitzvah in a way which will function for the maintenance of the mitzvah. No doubt this is a chiddush. I wouldn't say this on my own, and I'm not confident that it sounds like this is what they're saying. You know, but again, it's not the only way to learn that, but... Right, but the main premise of the thing is that you can't view a mitzvah in isolation. It's just me doing an isolated mitzvah. The mitzvah is part of a larger entity of the klal, doing the mitzvahs. It's one instance of a larger activity. But the mitzvahs are kept through the tzibur, and you're one individual in that group. And therefore, if I do it in a way which leads to it's not just a one moment in time, one person at one moment in time. It's a system. And the kiyum of the mitzvahs is in the kiyum of the system. It's not just in that one instant. Of course, there's a structure of this instant, but it's a part of a larger system. Okay, a different idea. Different spot. Okay? I'm not so sure about this one, but it's like... The idea is that, like this, is that what's the idea of doing mitzvahs during the day? Right? Like, well, for instance, let's take,
just like, it's incorporating it into, like, your, like, daily routine, like, the, what do you view as, like, your activity
type? Good question. Yeah. Yeah, so again, this is a little more contextuous, but maybe there's an idea of mitzvahs during the day. Let's say like lulav. So lulav is a mitzvah. Take on Sukkot, take a lulav. So So why do you take it? Why can't I take it at night? Isn't it also Sukkos at night? Right? Isn't it also Sukkos at night? Or Mila? Isn't it also the eighth day? Right? Then the day begins with the night. Right? But it's like, I think the idea is like the ikkar part of a day, like the chashava part of a day is the daytime. So even though technically speaking the date is Tezvav, but the ikkar part of a day, when you have a day, it's like the night goes after the day. The day is the essential chashava part of the day. So like Simchas Yantav is during the daytime. The main part of the day is the daytime. And the night is like is where it begins. You know, where the technical date has reached. But it's like the whatever reason, like it's people are around during the daytime. It's like if you want to identify like the essential day, it's the Yom. You know, I'd say it's like chashivas, the chashivas of the thing. The ikar chashiva part of the day is the daytime. And the night is technically part of it, but nighttime people are home and it's sleeping. It's just a different the chashivas of the day is during the daytime.
It's probably the same word.
What?
It's probably the same word, day and daytime.
Day and daytime. It's true. Yeah, okay, you got it. Daytime, right. So, it's true. Right? So, Yom, you see Yom Echad, but Yom is for reference to Yom and Laila. Right? Yom sometimes, it's a good point. I mean, Yom sometimes means Yom as opposed to Laila, but Yom sometimes refers to the collective unit of Yom and Laila. Right? So, that's because, like, the Yom, like it's so to speak, the essence of the Yom Laila period. So, but I think it's a thing in like the chashiva sort of thing because it's like the way man relates to it is chashiva. So if you want to do, you want the day of Tesvav to have lulav, do it in the ikar part of the day, the ikar part of the day. So if that's the idea, I could see saying that within the chashivas of the Yom, there's like when technically it has a shame Yom. The Yom Ha'Merah, the day, the status of the day comes about. But then there's like when the day is like fully realized. People relate to it as the Yom. Where it's like the Yom is like a process of emerging. And the Chashivas of the Yom, technically speaking, there's Yom once it's dawn. But it's like the full expression of the Yom is when it becomes dawn. And it becomes the sunrise. And what framework? Like the framework of chashivas, we care about the way people relate to it. Because if the idea of Yom is an idea of the chashivas, the ikar period of the day is the chashiva part of the day. So then chashivas has the technical chashivas emerges once it has the shame Yom, halachically. But it's saying the chachila, it's so to speak, part of the ikar part of the day. If you do it after it's already sunrise. You know what I mean? Like if it's a din of like the chashivas of the day, so then there's the chashivas lend itself to degrees. And the full blown chashivas is like when it's clearly day, where it's light and you know. It's hard. Just saying it's a question, is this whole approach is it's not that clear of an approach altogether, but it's also like let's say Megillah has nighttime Megillah and daytime Megillah, two different Megillahs. So why is it snapshot that it has to be during the day, only during chashivas, there's night and there's day. It's just the daytime one, it's just saying it should be when the time where it's clearly day. So it's you know, to say this is the reason why all of them are day because the ikar and chashivas, it just doesn't seem to fit the rule for all these different things. So, I don't know. I think it sounds like they're talking about, you know, like, the idea that people aren't, we can't amend it, so therefore you have to wait until later. It sounds like you should do it in a way that people, you know, won't be confused or will be clear cut. It sounds to be pointing to this, the first what we're saying. And it just seems to me like that sort of only holds water if you say that that's halachically part of mitzvah. It's just to say philosophically you don't confuse people. It doesn't make sense to say it's a lachachila mid'yavet. So it seems if you want to say this, that's what it's saying, and then it seems to me that it's saying halachically that's a component of mitzvahs, the shmiras of mitzvahs, and maintaining mitzvahs. Which is, again, it's not a crazy idea. I don't know if I have a precedence for it, but it seems like that's what Rashi is getting at. Okay, so now let's see what he says about Kriya Shema. Okay, let's see what he says about Kriya Shema. That's the Rashi. Okay, so he says like this. He says, Echein le'inin Kriya Shema. Okay, so too, regarding Kriya Shema. What, namely, This is again the first word on the line. It's like halfway down in those tasks. First one is Lasosa at the period. Chani Kirishma Nami. Okay, Chani Kirishma Nami. Lailahu. This is funny. Lailahu is night. Lemi Sheme Rov Ones Loha Yachalikros Balaila. For somebody who, because of his great accident, was not able to read it at night. So for him, after dawn is night. And Yachalikros Achal Mashachal, you can read it after dawn. Mihu kivan deiko inshe dekaime beishaita, but since there are people who get up at that time, mikris man kima, likros bo, so it's called the time of waking up, to read in it, lemisha tzarech lachzik v'derech, kiyosu dvar mecher, shen yachalikros v'zana, for someone, for instance, who has to go on the road, he's not going to be able to read it during the actual light daytime. So he's allowed to read it at that time, right? Because people get up then. Right? So it's both, basically, it could be for both, for a person who's an anas. Sounds like it's so speak of a diyavet. But for somebody who needs to do it at night because he was busy at night or whatever, really had a big accident or something, so then he could read it at night, the nighttime one then. And similarly, someone who, since it's the amount of kima, some people get up, then also someone could read it then, the daytime one, if he really has to. Okay? So, fine. So, but the Mishnah, is the Raisa is saying, is that if a person could read two of them at night, right, one before Amar HaShachar, one after Amar HaShachar, and fulfill his nighttime one with the night one and the daytime one with the one after Amar HaShachar. Right, so the Braisa is stating that you can do the daytime one at that point because people get up then. So the question then is, let's read a little further, since you could do the nighttime one also after dawn, why does he say his case is you can read two of them at night, one before dawn and one after dawn? The one before dawn you're doing for your nighttime Kirishma, the one after dawn you're doing for your daytime Kirishma. Teach me a bigger chiddush, that if you do them both after dawn, you could fulfill with one of them your nighttime and with one of them your daytime. Right? So he says, V'niru l'fi sh'rotza l'ashmianu sh'kori adam kriyashma sh'tei pam smuchum zelazah. Right? It's trying to teach us that you could read two kriyashmas right next to each other. V'yotzi b'amidei chavasa nachashim achshayla, one for night, one for day. U'l'hachi yotzrach lomar, because it wants to tell you the very same day a guy could read two of them very close together. One before dawn, one after dawn. U'l'hachi yotzrach lomar. That's why it had to say the nighttime one before dawn. Because if it was an onus happened that he couldn't read the nighttime one at mamish night, and he also has to go on the road and he can't read the daytime one after the sunrise, it's not mistaber, it's not logical, it doesn't seem that a guy should be able to do the nighttime one and the daytime one after dawn. Even though he would have been allowed to just do the nighttime one alone after Amar HaShachar, but he's not going to be allowed to do them both. That's why he put the one of them before dawn. Because since the case is where you're going to do the day one after dawn, before sunrise, he shoved the nighttime one to before dawn. Because even though you can only do the nighttime one after dawn, if you're doing daytime one later than sunrise. Okay? You follow what he's saying? It's pretty strange. Right? So what he's saying is that this time period could function for either of them. If you're an anus, only anus though, if you're an anus and you couldn't do the nighttime one, you're at a party, whatever it is, right? So then you could do the nighttime one because people are still sleeping, some people are still sleeping. Right, so you do the nighttime one then. Or the opposite, if you're going to leave early on the road and you're not going to be able to say Kriya Shema during the day, so you could do your Kriya Shema daytime one then. But you can't do them both simultaneously. Right? You could do both simultaneously. It's funny. You could do, if dawn is 5 o'clock, you could do the nighttime one at 4:59 and the daytime one at 5:01. That's what it wanted to teach me. That I could do. Which is interesting. Why would it need to teach me that? I mean, isn't that obvious? I mean, one's a night, one's a day. Who cares how close they are? Right? It sounds like that's like a chiddush on her. But you can't do them both in that time, in that same time. But the question is, why not? If that time is both Zman Kima and Zman Shliva, because some people get up, some people go to sleep, and then you see it works for the nighttime one, it works for the daytime one, why can't it work for them both simultaneously? Alright? Alright, good question, right? Yes. Okay, it's also a question. Why can't I use that honest? Why can't I just say, look, it's people to go to sleep then, so why can't I do the nighttime one? Right, what kind of, right, what's this formula? Right, why only out of honest? A good question. It's funny, because later when he brings down the other one, I'm just going to skip a little bit, but because the Gemara, if you remember, the Gemara says about that same period, really it's daytime. But since people are sleeping, then you can do the nighttime one. So how does he explain really it's daytime? So it's the fifth line on the second column. He says, "Ol mivama pirish b'loshon ha'olam nikra yom kol demane tzachama." In the people's language, they call it day before sunrise. Levishik farher yom ktsas, because it already became a little bit light. V'gam chashav yom v'diavet l'chol sunshmas. It's also considered the halachically. So it seems like he says like people consider it both. Some people consider it this. Some people consider it that. I mean, or at least he changes. I mean, the first one he says people consider it night, and the second one he says people consider it day. I mean, you could say some that are changing, or you could say it means people consider it both. Kind of is like a wishy-washy, like Rashi said, it's a suffix. People consider it different things. So it could be like, in terms of you're saying, it could be the chachila, you shouldn't do it in either, and within line of the same thing you're saying, right? That the chachila, you shouldn't do it in a way that people can get confused, so that's why the chachila shouldn't do either of them here. Right? It's possible that's what he means. Same way, because he does say v'chein lenin kriyashma. It sounds like he's drawing some sort of analogy. So I guess let's think about that, if that's what he's saying, and let's try to see if we can figure out why you shouldn't do them both at the same time. Right, that's the question. Right. This is also funny lashon. I mean, I don't know, you don't have to read it that much into it, but this is where he says that the period there. V'chein lenin kriyashma. It's in the first column halfway. Nami lailahu lemi shemerov onas lohi yachalikos b'ayla. It's nighttime for somebody who, because of his onus, couldn't do it at night. Yeah, it's like funny, like, wasn't it? It's nighttime for him. I mean, it's nighttime. You know, it's like a funny way to say it. Like night and day are like subjective things, yeah.
He gets back after honey, it's still nighttime.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, how does it go? Like, just say, I understand that you're saying is it's nighttime, but you can only do it because honest, because you're going to worry that people are going to get confused and all that. Fine, say that. But just a funny way to say it. I mean, you could say just being loose and descriptive about it, you know? It means it's considered night for you, you know? But it's a funny way to talk, you know? Nighttime for me, not for him. He says it's nighttime for both of us, just that I'm not allowed to do it because it's confusing. Yeah. Okay. So let's work on these things for tomorrow. Sure, it would be nice to get what exactly is v'chein. How does this follow exactly? He just said that it's nighttime, or it's daytime, but people consider it like night. Now he's kind of saying it's nighttime. What exactly is this follow through here? I think that's a good question, too.